Yan Simen Samach Aleph Sif Chof Bey Af Bipsuki de Simre U Bitfile Tzorech Ledagdek Bekach. All the Diktukim which we had heard the previous Sifim are not only one should be Medagdek when he learns Krishma, but when he says Pesuki de Simre and he davens, he should also be Medagdek that the words should be pronounced properly. Hagor, so the Ramos says, Vuhu adin ha-kayre ba-toyre b'nevim u-baksuvim. A person who is kayre b'toyre, also he should make sure that the words are pronounced properly. Yesh li zoyel. So let us see the Mishnah Berure. Yesh li zoyel. V'loy yisiru al kriyashma. So since this anhoge is applicable by many in Yonim, so why did Chazal specifically mention this by Krishma? Elam yishum shem besura lakil v'yesh bo yichud shamayim. That means Krishma is unique. That means the mitzvah Krishma applies to all people, and therefore, so some people do not realize the dikdukim which are necessary to make. So that's why by Krishma, specifically Chazal specified these tikdukim, and there's in Krishma there's Yichud Shamayim, which is from the Yisaitis of Amunah. So they wanted al kaponim in these parshiyos that they should be read properly. Sif Chav Gimel Tzorich Ledagdeik. Now from the tikdukim Shelo Yerape Echozok Lo yechazek orofe. That means a noise that has a doggish in it. It's a base is be, and a base is ve. So shlo yerape echozek lo yechazek orofe. Lo yeniach hanod. There's a shvo noch and a shvo noch. So lo yeniach hanod. If the word there is a shvo no, he should not pronounce it like a shvo noch. V'lo yonid anoch, and if the pronunciation is it's a shvo noch, he should not pronounce it like a shvo no. And let us see the Mishnah Berurah, so we'll get a little beer on what we are speaking about. So the Mishnah Berurah Sifkoton Lamedvov Hanoch Shvo Hanech Tefes. It is just pronounced quickly without a specific sound on it. Nikreis Noch. That's called a Shvo Noch. Kegoin Besoif Teva. It's the end of a word. Oibem Sa Teva. Or it's in the middle of the word. Abo Achet Tnuo Ktano. If it comes after Tnua Ktano, so then the Shvo afterwards is a Shvo Noch. When the Mishibu will explain a little bit what is called a Tnua Ktano, what is called a Tnua Gdoila. Shvo Nod, Nikra Hamisna, that's a Shvo No, Nikra Hamisnoi Aas. That means you hear the shvo, you pronounce the shvo. Kegain b'roish teva, the word starts with a shvo. Oy be'emtza teva bo'ach etanua gdoila. Or it's in the middle of a word, it comes after a tanua gdoila. V'simin tanua gdoila. What is considered a tenua gedoila? Pituchei chaysam. So that, in other words, something that comes after a chirek, or after a chaylam, after a comet, with the tzedek, with the shuzik, so then the shvo afterwards is a shvo no. Rakachizik sheyesh yud etzlo nikreis nula gdoilo. That means there are two types of chiziks. There's a chizik that's a tenua gdoilo if there's a yud following it. And if there's no yud, it's called a tenua ktana. If shein yud etzlo nikreis tenua ktana. But that is the general guideline that something's after pituchei choysom, then, so the shvo afterwards is a shvo no. But something that's not after a tenua gzoilo, so it's a shvo noch. I remember when I was learning, he told us people make mistakes, va'avatem aleim acherem, so vabatem mehero, so tefter apatach, so that's a tnuo ktano. So afterwards, the shvo is a shvo noch. So it's not vavadetem, it's vavatem. Vavad, that's, that ends the vavatem. So that's more or less the klal when we pronounce it, when we don't pronounce it. B'shach b'cho, let's say, so the chof is after a komitz. So when we have two shvos, that's another klal, two shvos together, so the first is a shvo noch, and the second is a shvo no, b'shach b'cho, even though here we have the first chof is after a komitz. Al kaponim, that is what the Mechaber says, that it should be read properly. Sivchov Dalet, Tzorech Likrois Kriya Shema Batamim Kamoy Shehem Batoyre. So the Pashtus of the Loshon of the Mechaber is that the when one learns Krishma, he should say the Tamim, the Nigun, the Trop, that's how it should be, that's how one should say Krishma. Hago, so the Ramah says, Avoloi noagu kein bimdinois elu. That means the Makir of this is a Rabbeinu Yoine. But the Ramah says, in our Medinis, the minig is, we do not lain the Krishma with the Negine. O mikolmo kein, so the Ramah is not saying that this is the proper way Krishma should be learned. The Ramah is just saying, in our Medinas, we don't do like this. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. Or Mikoma came, HaMedagdikim Machmirim Bekach, but the Medagdikim are Machmer, and they do say with the Negino. So now let us see. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lamed Zayim, Sivkot Lamed Zayim, said that the Ramah says, Leinogu came. Ach shetzorich lizoir livsoik, Bamokim horoi lahavsik lefi ha'inim, Kedei sheyie tam vavono lidvorot. So, the Mishnah Berurah is saying as follows. When one learns the psukim with the negine, so one automatically stops when there's a snachto, or when there's the end of a posik, so by saying it b'neginosoi, so he knows when to stop. He doesn't combine two words together, when in reality we're ending one inyan and we're starting another inyan. That's that's one of the accomplishments of the negina. One knows when to stop or when to start, what goes together and what is separate one from another. So he says, so even though the Ramah says, we don't learn Krishma with the Negina, but Al Kaponim, the guidelines we have from the Negina, which tells us where to stop or where to start and not to combine two inyonim together, that one sicha has to be Mekayim. So therefore he says, so ach shetzoich lizoyer, a person has to be careful, sivkot lamed zayin, simin samach alef. Ach shetzoich lizoyer, liv soik, that when one learns Krishna, he should be careful to stop, b'mokim haroi lahamsik lefi ha'inyim. That means he should stop where one should stop, kedei shi'itam vavono lidvorov. I think the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach gives a marshal, nasati esev besodecho livhem techo v'achalto. A person will say like that, nasati esev besodecho, I'll give esev besodecho v'techo v'achalto, and you should eat. Then later, v'savote yishamru lachem. So that is not the mechuvin. That is not the mechuvin of the pasuk. So the understanding of what I'm saying is the wrong understanding. So that lemaise is ma'akev. I'm not saying what the pasuk is telling us. So that means even though I'm not saying v'negina, but I have to stop properly and not to combine two different inyonim together. Okay, therefore, yireh likhoisa benachas al kaponim, he has to make sure that the krishma should be learned slowly, because if he's saying the krishma very quickly, di lavochi yishtane lefomim havonas tvora vayedeze, it seems this is ma'akev afuwa b'dievet, because from what he's saying, there's a misunderstanding from what the mechuvin of the pasuk is. Sif chaf hei, kshayima ukshal tom lois al yodecho. He says, ukshal tom lois al yodecho, yimashmesh betfilin shal yad. So he should be memashmesh betfilin shal yad. Then he should be when the parsha of tzitzis, he says that when one says Ureisem Oiso, he should take the tzitzis and place them over his eyes. That's what he says Ureisem Oiso. Not only the mishmush, but he should place the tzitzis over his eyes. He should touch it, Pashit. He should touch the. Now others bring down that he should be menashek. There's chilukei menhogim about al kaponim. He should touch it. He should touch the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh. The mechaber is not speaking about to be menashek. So others have a minute to touch. Others have a minute, but not to kiss, just to touch. They hold up the neshik is a hefsek I once saw, and then the shailas what to kiss. They bring from Rab Shlomo Zalman. Rab Shlomo Zalman used to take the zitzue or the tzitzis, and he didn't kiss his hand. He kissed the tzitzis on the tzua that touched the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. But others have a meaning that they kiss the hand. That's al tchib of mitzvah. And he doesn't mention that, just to be mamashmish. And in Simach of Dalet, Siv Dalet, there it says, that he should put it over there. Taka says more. It says he should put Yeyen Chav Dalet Siv Dalet. It says Yesh Noyagim Listakel Betzitzis Kimagim L'Reisam Oisai V'Litein Oisam Al Heinayim. So here the Machabel says you should look at the tzitzis. When it comes to the Yisam or Yisoyin, you should put them over your eyes. O minig yofehu v'chibuv mitzvah v'chibuv v'mitzvah. And the Ramah says, gam noigim k'tas odus anoig l'nashe k'tzitzis b'shor sheroyabom. Here it's put on also to kiss the tzitzis. But Al Kaponim, the Machab himself says there's an Indian to look at the tzitzis, there's an Indian to put them over your eyes. Yeah, that's right. So that's why the Ramah says we should look in here. And here the Mishnah Berurah brings down Nimtzva B'Shem HaKadmonim in Simcha Chof Dalet, Tzivkot Zayin, he says Nimtzva B'Shem HaKadmonim. Shekol ha-maver tzitzis al einov, kshekoy repar shel tzitzis, ye muvtach shlo yovei lidei simui einoim. I mean, the kebrochet, that he will never become blind. Yeah? Also the same thing? No. They look at the tzitzis.
I think it's
that. Could be. Yeah. Okay, this is machlokes k'sushem b'schay b'layla. Now, yesh noyagim chavot. Yesh noyagim likrois krishma b'koil rom. Others lane the whole krishma b'koil rom. V'yesh noyagim likroisoi b'lachash. And others lane the whole krishma quietly, not loud. Yeah, that's later. But Al Kaponim, it's not Bekel Ram. Hagos, other places in the whole Krishma Bekel Ram. Amikomakim Yem Rupasak Rishim Bekel Ram Vachainoidim. In all Makaimis, the first Pasak should be said Bekel Ram. Now let us see. See, we skipped one Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. We'll hear everyone. It has, and everyone says loud. They hear everyone is saying loud. Everyone is saying loud. The chazan is saying loud, and thus everyone is saying kol ram. Or that's the stumin hagim. We skipped a few Mishnah Berurah. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches. The Ramah says that Vavainogu came b'dinisainu, and not only the medagnikim amachmirim bekach, ubavad sheyechave, but he should be mecham. That means ki negina lemish lehugu bo mavsed akavona. It means a person who has difficulties saying Krishna with the timing, he has to concentrate on the timing, so that takes away his kavana from what the words mean. So he's not mugu bekach, so he's losing out. He's focusing on the negine, and by doing that, he's not thinking what the words mean. Kshemuk shaltam lois, b'chem b'parshishniya, kshemaskeni tfilin, tzorich l'mashmesh, he should be l'mashmesh. Yes, noigim le'inyan. Now the Mishnah Berurah speaks about a very interesting machlokes. אם יוצא בקריא ישמה על ידי אחר, שיחוון להוציאוי. If someone, we have Reuven and Shimon, and let us say, Shimon is an Elaim, he can't speak. So can Reuven be Moitzi Shimon with Krishma, and Shimon will be Yitzel Shemeya Koine. Does that work by Krishma? We'll see so. And Yitzi be Krishma Ede Acha, Shiachavein Lohitziyot. Nishayla, Ayim be Mogin Avram Prima Godem, V'roiv Achroinim Soivrim, the Yitzi Bozer, Ya Yitzi. That means Reuven can be Moitzi Shimon. He is Kavona to Loitzio, and Shimon is Kavona to be Yitzi. He's Yitzi with the Amira of Reuven. So Reuven Achayim hold this is good. Va'ovdiv ze mihiru. That means this is better than Hiru. He'll think Shimon will think about the words. The hero, love, kedibu domi. Hero is not kedibu. Masha'in kain bozer, but over here, I'm not thinking of the words. I'm listening to what Reuven is saying. The shemeya ta'ine. So here there's a concept of shemeya ta'ine. Now, before we go further, I'd like to perhaps mention for a minute, this is a big machloikis achreinim. Tvila is like that. Tvila zikha shemei koine, chazor sashat, zikha shemei koine, that's 100%. That's 100%. But here there's a special machloikis. Yeah, it will help. So I once wanted to say the that could be the machloikis between these two days, if by Krishna it will help, is how we understand the halacha of Shemeya Ka'ine. And there's two ways to understand this. There's one way to understand it, that when I listen, when Shimon listens to Reuven, so the dibur of Reuven, is keilu Shimon said what Reuven said. That means the dibur of Reuven goes over to Shimon. That Shimon, if I listen to what he says, he's kavona to be my to me. So what he says is keilu I said it. That's one way. So I'm going to with his dibur. There's a second way to understand Shemeya Ka'ine. There's a second way to say Shemeya Ka'ine is that not I'm going to with his dibur. Through my listening to what he's saying, so there's a way of speaking through Shmir. So I'm speaking with my ears. That means I'm an oine. But there's a din I could be anointed through Shmiya. And just let's hear these, the Namkamina of these two Mahalchim. There's a machloikis between the Beis HaLevi and the Chazon Ish by Birchas Koyanim. The Beis HaLevi clears a shaila if, let's say, you have two Kahanim and one Koyan. Somehow he's very hoarse, he can't talk. Bekitza, but he wants the duchen. So he tells, Shimon, the Kohen Shimon tells Reuven, listen, when you duchen, have kavona to be mighty me also, you say Yivarechecho, and I listen to Yivarechecho. And Mamela, and Shemeya Kohenet. Okay, but Shemeya Kohenet, listen, Shemeya Kohenet. Zokt the Beis HaLevi, no, it doesn't help. Why doesn't it help? So the Beis HaLevi says, because by Stati Shemeya Koine, Shimon is also saying, but by Birchas Koinim, there's a din you need Bekoil Ram. Shimon is not saying Bekoilo. That's what the Beis Halevi says. So that's why it's no good. Shimon is saying. He's saying Take. So he learned Pshat that I'm saying. That means he's saying with his vocal cords, I'm saying with my ears. And you can say with your ears also. You can speak with your ears. But when you speak with your ears, no one hears you. You hear. So then it's called. So the Beis Halevi says it's not the Kol Rav. That's why it's no good. The Chazoni says, what's the problem? It is the Kol Rav. Because when I listen to him, so it's what he said is like I said. So it's, I said the Kol Rav. That's a Tumah Halacha. So now let us just go 1 minute. If I can be Yotze, Krishma, if he says. So now, let me tell you the Lashonis of the Poskim. The Shagasaya says that I could be Yotze. The Piv Shel Chaveiroi Kepiv Domi. Whatever he says, it's like I'm saying. So why shouldn't I be Yotze? Now, and the Chelkim says, here, it's not good aniyah. You need dibur v'dibaltabom, and it's missing in dibur. So let me just tell you a lotion of the Avodrom. The Avodrom says, "Yo, bebirchas krishme yochol shat lifter memnei shadom otoli b'shmiya kemoi b'kriya." So shmi is also good. Avod krishme yochol apoyter b'shmishnem v'dibaltabom. So it seems that Avodrom learned Pshat that by Birchas Krishma I can be Yotze. Shadova told me Bishmi, just like I can say the Birchas Krishma, if I hear it, it's also good. That means Shemei Yakoina, I could, there's a Niya al Yedei Shmiya. I don't have to say with my mouth, there's a Niya al Yedei Shmiya. But there's a special Miyut by Krishma that you need Dibur. It says Vidibarta Bob. Dibur, it's not. And the Shagasaya says, no, Kipit, he's talking. And so I have his pet. Because so this is a machloikis. This is a machloikis.
All the time? All the time?
By Krishmuta, by many times. By Brochus, we see how it like that. It's an inshamei, can you give me my piece of benching? Yeah, benching, sure.
My wife said benching for me, and I could just...
No, because by your wife there's a different shayla. There's a shayla. Yeah, there's a shayla of women are chayvim bichas hamoza. No, there's a shayla in the gemara. It could be that potter because it says bris v'toyre and the noshim. No, it says bris v'toyre. Bris chosamta b'mserenu v'tiros chosli matonu. So it seems the brocha of bichas hamoza was said to someone who's chayav bris v'toyre, no shema potom bris v'toyre. So there's a shayla in the Gemara. Okay. Yeah, that's it. But there's machlokes in the Gemara. So stop it. She's chayav in atar mid rabbana. So memela, she can't be mighty. That's right, because that's a din isha base right now. But Birchas Hamozin is a shayla, she's chayvin atar midarabonah. So kaponim, they're right from poshet. She can't be poshet, she can't be moitziyu. Now, let's talk about, so kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah so far is saying, the machlokes ha-poiskim of Shemeya Koina helps, or Shemeya Koina doesn't help. Yeah. So now, Grad is a Meredith Goin. The Goin holds it doesn't help. The Goin holds it doesn't help. By Shemei Kaini, by Krishma, by Krishma, he holds it doesn't help. So, it doesn't help. The Avodrom says it doesn't help. the Magnavoam also helps. The Prichodosh, the Prichodosh holds, Shagzaya holds it also helps. But Al Kapanu Zamir de Kegoin, the Goin says like this. The Mesechtes Brachas starts up, Meimis HaKoyrin Eshma Ba'arv. Meimis HaKoyrin Eloshim Rabban. Then it says, Bashach HaKoyrin, also Eloshim Rabban. And then when it comes to the Birchas Krishma, it says, it has Eloshim Koyrei. It says, when it speaks by the Birchas Krishma, it says Eloshim Koyrei, Eloshim Yochid. So he says, what's Pshat? So he says, but when we're talking about Krishma alone, so you need Koirin, because everyone has to say there's no din of Shemeya Koine. So it's Koirin, everyone says. When it comes to Birchas Krishma, forget, Mikyadin, it was like that. The Shach used to be Maitse the Tzibur. So there it says, Aloshin Koire, Aloshin Yochet. That's the Goyin Zdiya. But let us go further. Bishurei Knesses HaGedoyla. Oh, now a little further. Kvakosav Oilas Talmud. Now, this is a Yesoidistik Halacha. V'nire de Davke B'meivin Halacha. Now, the concept of Shemeya Ka'oine, what does Shemeya mean? Oh! So others learn Shemei means to understand. If I hear someone speaking Chinese and I just hear sounds and thoughts, that's not called Shemeya. So v'nire zedavke b'meivin haloshen, v'afilu v'loshen ha-koydish b'nin davke sheyovin ha-shemeya, ayin b'simen kufza de gimel sifalov. And simen kufza de gimel sifalov, there it speaks about, if Reuben wants to be mighty Shimon, with Bichas Hamozen, so Shimon could be Yoitze, Al Shemeya Koine, but Shimon has to understand the word. That's what the Mechaber says. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over there, Roy Poiske Macholik, and they hold by Loshen HaKodesh, Afilu, you don't understand, you're also Yoitze. So this is fine. Ubishur HaKnes HaGdoy Levi B'Shem Bichas Avrom, another din, the davke biyochid amoitzi es hayochid, there the halacha will be that the second yochid has to understand, according to the machmirim. Avol yochid amoitzi es harabim, o yochid amoitzi es hashnayim bebichas hamozein, afilo einam mevinim belosh nakreidish yoitzim. This is a chiddush of the bichas avrov. One? I never found the reason. It seems there's two dinim of Shemeya Koine. Shemeya Koine, that means like this, if you're by Birchas HaMozen, the Biralocha brings this down in Hilchas Birchas HaMozen also. I didn't see anyone should explain this. But by Birchas HaMozen, that means if there's two people, so I'm Moitzi you, and you're Yaitza Shemeya Koine. So there, Shimon, who's Yaitza from Reuven, has to understand what Reuven is saying. If he doesn't understand what Reuven is saying, so there's no din of Shemeya Koine. But if there's a different sug amirim, let's say not I'm Moitzi you, there's a sug of aminim, there's a shatz, and he's saying for the tzibur, or there's a zimun, in one bench is the whole bench, and this, it seems this is a different halacha in Gansen, and here you don't have to understand. This is like an amire of a shatz for a tzibur, and there there's different halachas. Although this tzibur doesn't understand, it's a different type of being moitzi. A shatz is moitzi a tzibur when there's a minyan, or by Zimon the mizamen is moitzi the other two. So here there's a din, so it's not the allgemeine din of Shemeya Koine. And it seems by Krishna there's also such a din, from the Levush Yisrod Bayosa would seem like that by Krishna there's a din, it can be moitzi, there's a moitzi a minion with Krishna, it could be moitzi. And then it would not be necessary, according to the Spichas Avrom, even though they don't understand the words. Siv Simin Samach Beis. Af al pi she mitzvah ledagdek ba'oisi yoisel. There's a mitzvah to be medagdek. Kroa v'loidigdek behem yotza. But if he wasn't medagdek, he's also yotza b'diabek. Zok te mishna blure v'loidigdek. It doesn't mean he skipped over words, or he skipped over oisiyos, shebavadei lo yotze, then he's not yotze. Aval inyan lo yidigdeku shloi nosan revach bein hadveikim. He wasn't careful to give two words one next to the other, and if you're not medagdic, it could sound like that you're only saying the same ois for al levavecha. What I said to Shuknach, you see, the afro bishmitzvah dagdic, yeah, koga, v'leidig bem yotza. Yeah, v'leidig dek, so now the Mishnah Berurah says, ein einish lehitkir atavis voices, we didn't. He skipped a word, or he skipped a noise, so forget about it, that he's not yotze. Shem bevadei lo yotze, avol inye leidigdeku shloi nosan revach bein hadveikim. That means we learned al livovecho, that one should separate the two lamids, al livovecho, and so if he was not midagdek, you also yotze. So here the Dirshu brings down a very, very interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says like this, if he wasn't medagdik, alavavecho, so he said one lamed. He skipped a lamed, he skipped a noise. So Mishnah Berurah starts off, if we're not talking about he skipped a noise. If he skipped a noise, he's not yoitze. But he wasn't mafrid. So he says, so he skipped a noise. So how does this work? So it's very interesting. Rav Moshe says two terutzim on this kasha. One terut, he wants to say, amir dikechidush. That means, if the way a person says, alevavecha, without being medag, he says, alevavecha, and really, he said, but that's how he says the two lamets. He says it that way, but really comes up by saying one lamet. So that's cool. That's how you say alabavecha, amir dikechidish. Or else he said he means that no, he's here to say two lamets, but it would be preferable if he would show that he's saying two lamets by making a space in between. We could hear the two lamets, but it's only good if Itaka said two lamets, and I assume Mislami said two lamets, even though he said he did not punctuate that the al is ending and now it's starting levavecha. Okay, al kaponim, but the digdik is only with the oishalei hitiz hazayin shel tizkeru. So the means we had learned before that you could say it tizkeru, and you could say it tishkeru. And then an issue with the proper ways to say tizkeru that you hear clearly it's a zayim. So that's lechatchila, aber b'diyavid yoyotze. Kanal b'simen samachalav. Okay. Yotze, v'leidikze b'em yotze yoyotze. U'mikol mokim, yizoyer mo'oid lechatchila b'za. That's b'diyavid, but lechatchila, one should be medagdik in the pronunciation of each word properly. The Isa Bishas, and this is what we would call fire insurance, Abbot Mamish Meredik. The Isa Bishas, a medagdik bahem, a person who's medagdik, schoroi, what is the schar, shemetzananim loy gehenim. So by him we cool off the gehenim. I remember Rabbi Shlomo Chaim Zecheinu Levracha, the Mashkichim Beis Medrash Elyim, he always used to say over, there's a component, I think, in the Reishis Chochma. The Reishis Chochma says, he speaks about Gehenim, so he says that when the Rishoyim go out from Gehenim Shabbos, so they're out of Gehenim Shabbos. Meitzoy Shabbos, they go back. The whole Shabbos, they find themselves in Anhore Shelek. So, Kaponet, they're out of the heat of Gehenim. Agavuch, if you want to picture the heat of Gehenim, there are seven Meduras in Gehenim. The top Medura is, the age is 60 times hotter than the hottest fire on this world. The second Medura is 60 times 60, and the third term, that's the Eish Shel Gehenna. So in Reishis Chochme it says that there is Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, Tadu Gehenna. Meitzoi Shabbos, they're coming back to Gehenna. So they steal from the Horei Shelek, they steal Shelek from it, that when they go into Gehenna, they should have Al Kaponim, something to cool them off a little bit, because that is the cool off day, she says. So what is Metzananim Le'agenim? So Chazal tell us there's an oven that you can cool off without stealing. The temperature gets cooler. How is one zeichet to this? Well, he has to go to Gehenim. Agavuch, every day we're mispalo, midino shel Gehenim. This should be nitzel midino shel Gehenim. It seems it's a lifetime tefillah. But al koponim, there's an eighth of a person is careful when he says the oishis properly. So in order to be careful, it doesn't go so easy. He has to be mechamim his goof. So this chimum haguf, in order to pronounce the Yoshis properly, will bring about that when he goes to Gehenim, there'll be mitzanim, the chaim of Gehenim. That's what he says. Schari she mitzanim of Gehenim, she midi keneged midi, she me'acher, she hu ma'oirer atzmoy bozeh, he's ma'oirer himself, o me'niya eschuma yatini ledagdik bo'is yoyis, he wants to make sure that is medagdik boishis, ubischar zeh, hachoyim hativi shimoirim, in this, that even though it demands concentration to say the words properly, and that is moirim de choyim hativi, mitzanuri kenegdei choyim acha shuhu begehenne. What? I don't know. No. Keep mad again. There's other things for that. Yeah. Al Kaponim, Abba Kaponim, where was it? It says in the Mishnah says, Meimus HaKoyren Eshma Ba'arvin. That's by Krishna Sha'arvin. Then by Shachis also says, Koyren Olosh and Ram. And then, Koyrei Shtayim Lefaneh Ve'echad L'Acher by the Birchus Krishma. He says, why does they hear a Loshen Yochid and hear a Loshen Rabin? Because by Krishma, everyone is the same. By Birchus Krishma, one is Koyrei. Yes. Shnei Seliyo. What? Mishnah Seliyo. Yeah. No techno can take this down. Even though it's... Can you take this down? Sure. Okay, yeah, Shekayah. Kol Tov.